have other things they want to do. Sounds good. Start doing it. I'll promote it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the traditional Russell Canning line. I think you should do that.
Yeah, you could do that. Was it you should do that or could do that?
And I
I
used to
don't know.
use that
Yeah.
for some stuff that, I'm not even that excited about it, but some of these other NHX ones, yeah, I love that idea. Great.
Right.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
I'll even help with that. But I'm not going to stop doing this other thing. Had a guy yesterday saying that it's impossible for this to happen unless it's violent.
Oh my.
And I'm saying, well, that's not what I want to do.
Nope.
And he's saying that he supports what we're doing. So I'm okay, good. But what some of us are doing is not going to be violent.
That's the whole
So
point.
why are you coming and wanting to argue with me if you say you're supporting what we're doing? Are you saying that if we do it nonviolently, it will ruin something?
It'd ruin their revenge fantasy.
Yeah, in this case, it might have been that, it's related to that. We need to do this, but it is
Yeah.
good. We are starting to get people riled up.
Yes.
And that guy's a Fed, probably.
Good chance of it.
I don't think in this case he is, but I mean, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the default position, right? Not today. I got a nice button at Porkfest. Not today, Fed. Somebody was sewing a bunch of buttons, so I have a hat with a bunch of buttons, and one of them says, "Not today, Fed." Well, also, especially if the person was saying, "Okay, yeah, let's do this, but it's going to have to be," he's saying that he was telling me why secession won't work. So, okay, well.
Those who say it cannot be done should not interrupt those who are doing it.
I know. Well, could I be doing it? I mean, it's what I was thinking. But you support what we're doing. Yeah. Okay. So then why don't you just let us do it? And, we're not going to hurt anything, right? Are we going to hurt you if we do it? Okay. Then why are we talking? Because I want to do this.
Let's see
I
how it
don't
pans
want to be
out.
part of their wars.
Right.
I don't want to be part of what they spend their money on. How do I leave without starting a war? I just want to go. Under full disclosure, Dave, I am in West Manchester right now.
Cool.
Oh, great. Yeah,
I
welcome. Welcome
so
back.
so last night I was at Alu's party, which was not an NHX at party. It was just that he invited some of us NHX at people to join his party. So it took me a while to figure that out when I was asking people why they were there or what their interest was in this.
Yeah.
But we had fun, and we I am going to the Quill, to the New Mover party
Oh, good.
in a little while.
That tonight?
Hey, Ian, can you start the recorder?
Yeah, I did like f f 3 minutes ago. You guys hearing me?
Yeah, he was here a minute ago because we could start out by once he
Hello.
records, we could have one of us sum up where we are up to this point. Right.
Check, check, check. Ah, I didn't have the right button pressed.
Yeah, it happens.
Sorry, guys.
Well,
Yes,
this
the
audio
recording has
st
been
this audio.
started. Just so you guys know, I mentioned that 3 minutes ago, but apparently my mic wasn't in the right place.
Okay. Ian, we can help you out if you need some help with that audio equipment. We can my problem is I turn on my Bluetooth and then it like gets into a funky mode. So yeah, who can summarize where we are up till now?
Well, the state reps hammered out the final wording. That happened.
So they decided that a few days ago, right?
That was Saturday when they figured that out. And I can pull that up and read it here.
I think that'd be the best thing is to read it because it's down to one or two sentences, right?
Yeah, it's two sentences. And let's see. Okay, this is what they decided on. So the full thing is, are you in favor of amending the first part of the New Hampshire Constitution by inserting, after Article 7, a new article to read as follows, which will read Article 7A, Independent Nation. New Hampshire declares itself as independent from the United States and peaceably, immediately proceeds as a sovereign nation. All other references to the United States in this Constitution and state statutes and regulations are nullified. So that is what they agreed on.
So what is this officially called, this,
it is
this
a,
little thing?
I have to look up what this actually stands
because
for.
Because it's a question, right? You're saying it begins as a question, like it's something that people are going to vote on?
Yeah, so it's a what's called a CACR, and I believe that's a concurrent resolution, constitutional amendment, concurrent resolution. In political
language.
Okay,
I've heard that before.
Yeah, so it's basically a bill that, as I understand it, has to get passed by over 60% of the state house and the state senate. It does not go in front of the governor, so we don't have to worry about a veto from the governor. So the only trick is to get it through the state house and the state senate, and then it appears on that year's ballot. So the best case scenario would be that both the house and senate decide that they ought to give the people of New Hampshire the ability to choose. So whether or not they agree with the question, they should give people the choice. And if we can persuade them on just that aspect of it, not whether or not to be independent, but just to give people the choice to be, then it could appear on the ballot in 2022. And then I believe it is a 2/3 requirement to pass, if I recall correctly. So it would need roughly 67%.
That would take a lot of people to amend the Constitution. Yeah,
so that's my understanding of it.
And if people have questions about this, they can ask any of us involved with NHExit, and we will go to our representatives or whoever knows how these things actually work to figure out what this means, right? Because some of us are not sure.
You mean what the language of it means?
Well, yes, and exactly how this process works.
Well, based on what Mike had said, answer, yeah. So the process, as I understand it, based on what Mike Sylvia, who's now I think on his fifth term as a state rep, so he's got some experience at this. What he said was they have to submit this. I think that's like about a week from now. There's like a week or two week long filing period where the state reps file their bills, and then there's some legal bureaucrats that I guess review the bills and make suggested changes to it. So that'll be the first, you know, potentially bad situation where they might try to change it somehow. The state reps then receive it back from them after some number of weeks and can either accept those changes or just file it as it originally was intended or something like that. And so eventually it'll get its, you know, finally get filed. It'll get a number associated with it. So it'll be like CACR 1, 2, 3, depending on how many proposed different resolutions there might be. So we don't know what the bill number will be quite yet, but it will start with CACR. And then it'll get a hearing at some point, presumably in front of some kind of committee. If it's anything like most bills, it has to get a public hearing. And so that'll happen when the House convenes in 2022. So it'll be in the wintertime.
Yeah. Okay.
But the process begins like next week, basically.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
And what do you guys think should be the next thing we do with this group? Since that was goal number one, was to get the wording.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, obviously, at this point, I think an important, at least from political aspect, would be to get state reps to sign on, although it would seem that state reps themselves would have the highest propensity for accomplishing that. You know, they already know each other, and they already kind of probably have some idea of who they can expect to do it. Although that said, Alu had seemed to have some good results in reaching out to them directly. So people that have relationships with their state representatives may want to reach out on this issue and tell them to talk to Mike Sylvia and or Matt Santanastasso about signing on as a co-sponsor, because the more co-sponsors, the merrier.
And I think that anybody, you know, that anybody could ask their rep if they want to sponsor it or if they support it, and then we could get them on the record for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you, I mean, you know, do you say yes or no, have questions, have problems, and then we just ask them and then just write down their answers, and we'll put that out there so everybody knows.
Yeah, in fact,
because a lot of us are curious as to what everybody thinks.
Yeah,
right?
and Alu did start I think it was a Google database or Google spreadsheet that is tracking those answers. So he does have that.
Yeah.
So if you don't have access to it, you could probably ask him and he can get you plugged in there.
Yeah, I've looked at that. But you know, I was thinking, you know, because lots of individual people could do that with their rep.
Yes.
Right. And then get and ask, you know, what do you think? And then, you know, okay, what's your public stance? Because we're going to make this public. You know, we're not trying to trick you into something, but if we just want to know what everybody thinks. Because this is something we're not allowed to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So just talking about it seems like a big first step.
Yeah, and that's, I think, part of what people ought to do, you know, because obviously the political process is what it is, but and it takes as long as it takes. But meanwhile, you know, we can be talking with our friends and our neighbors and coworkers, and as Ridley suggested, calling local talk radio. I believe a couple of letters to the editor have already been written. So, you know, starting to gear up the sort of outreach campaign is something that could happen sooner rather than later. In fact, I've been working on an online petition, and my thought was we should do a self-hosted petition rather than relying on some third-party big tech website like change.org, you know, because they could get a feather up their butt and take us down. You know, they could take the petition down.
Yeah.
So I did find a WordPress petition plugin that seems to work. I did some testing of it over the weekend. It is up right now, and I'm not final on the wording of it. In fact, Ridley made some suggestions that I think I like, as far as his is much simpler. But if you want to take a look at it, it's at nhexit.us/petition right now. So I just used kind of a line from the actual political proposal. I said, I want New Hampshire to peacefully declare independence from the United States and become a sovereign nation. Ridley suggested this wording, quote, I would prefer that New Hampshire govern itself rather than be governed by Washington. I think that's a real interesting way of putting it. So I'm thinking, mm-hmm. I'm leaning towards replacing that. And if you've got any suggestions, I'd love to hear it. I think I'd like to finalize this online petition sooner rather than later so we can start putting that out there as well.
Well, I like, out of those two, I like Ridley's one.
Yeah, me too. It's shorter, it's simpler. And it's got an interesting kind of suggestion to it, to the person signing it.
I think Dave's internet connection is good enough. You might be able to say something.
Oh, me three.
All right, I'll go ahead and update that.
The only thing that's really important is we have, you know, these meetings have been not too long.
Yeah.
And we have to make it this one even shorter to say, see, when we didn't have any politicians here, we really got stuff done.
I intended to keep this one shorter too, so we're on the same page.
We got to Steve, Mike. I mean, Sylvia.
Well, do we have a purpose for continuing the conference calls every week? I'm not saying we shouldn't, but I think we should be sure that we need to do it before we do it. I have one suggested use, and that would be to invite our enemies.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you guys think? No, so here's one of the ideas is, you know, one of the ideas would be this time has been working for a few people, right? Mm-hmm. And most importantly, you, since you're recording it, right, Ian?
Yeah.
So I mean, if people know it's happening and it's the same URL, it's not that hard for people to hop in.
That's true.
And we could have it be a brainstorming session or a planning session or just information. I kind of think, Dave, if we do one where we are interacting with our opposition, maybe we should make it another group with another URL, and then we can stick with that one. We could have a call-in show of our haters or something.
Well, yeah, again, yeah, there's no reason we can't, be inclusive, even of people who are hostile to the idea completely.
Yeah, if I meet somebody on the street and they say this is a horrible idea, I say, you know what, I'd like to record this. So could you call me on this day, on this thing, on the Jitsi, and let me have it? Tell me why it won't work.
We're gonna learn some useful things too, because there are people that will point problems out that we haven't seen.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I don't know. You guys can do whatever you want with the haters.
Yeah, see, this would be something that, this appeals more to Dave and I. And I don't think we should mix it up with this thing that we already have state reps that are kind of barely willing to think about it right now, whereas Dave is willing to, interact with somebody that opposes us. So we could make that happen some other time. Yeah, what do you think about keeping doing this for whatever reason?
I'm fine with it. I mean, as long as it has a purpose, as long as we don't feel like we're just spinning our wheels here, and I feel like it's, even though we've accomplished the first goal, I feel like the conversation so far has been productive on this meeting, so I'm okay with continuing.
Yeah, because we could update people, and this way we record it, and I put it out on the podcast. Dave puts it out on a couple of video sites, right? You're putting it on the nhexit.us. Mm-hmm. So this, for people that do it audio version, like me, I'm a podcast listener. This way we give them an update.
Yeah.
And even if it's 15 minutes, that would be something. And then however many of us, Tom was going to listen in on this one, but he didn't ever come. So.
Oh, we got Tom. Tom just popped in.
Yeah. Okay. He was saying he was going to do that. So he looks like he has an okay connection. So.
Yep. Yep. We see him.
Welcome, Tom. I think Ian's recording.
Yep.
So specifically, I was thinking about it. So there was someone who had been quoted in the one of the articles about us as criticizing us. I was thinking of inviting them, the person that they quoted. They quoted two people who were criticizing us: the House Speaker and I guess the head of the Laconia Democrats. And I was just thinking about just inviting them, but. I didn't want to just willy-nilly, hand the URL out since we haven't been giving that out publicly. I wanted to consult with you guys before doing that. And I guess the other option would be handing a different URL out, but I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think it's interesting talking to, somebody like that on its own as its own separate event. I did find myself wondering when that House Speaker made that statement. I think it was, I'm paraphrasing, but it was something to the effect of House leadership could not support, New Hampshire independence. I mean, he used the S word, but if I recall correctly. And so, it would be interesting to ask that guy, why he supports the federal, the evil federal government. And further, whether or not he would oppose or support people being able to make the choice. Because ultimately, this is... So whenever you're talking with somebody about this, there's a fallback position. There's the initial, if you're talking to a state rep, there's the question of, well, do you support New Hampshire being independent? Yeah, yes or no. And if they don't, then the next question is, do you support people being able to make the choice, the average voter, the question being put to them? And that puts them in a different position.
Yeah, because he's saying it from the point of view of, we're not contemplating this, leadership, Republican leadership is not contemplating this. Well, what if we found out that 40% of us wanted it? Would you get in our way, or would that change things, or what? Yeah.
Yeah, and in fairness to Speaker Packard, he did not condemn the idea of New Hampshire independence or of independence legislation. He just said that the House leadership wasn't involved in it. That was all he said in the quote that I saw in the paper. So
Yeah, so we could find out.
In terms of independence itself.
Yeah, I'd be interested to figure out what that means, yeah.
Something else I'm working on. Pete Air just sent me a list of suggested things that people could do to get involved. I already have started a page on nhexit.us that will contain, it already has a list of, you know, several things like a link to Ridley's talk show, suggestions, the call-in information. So contacting state reps, asking them for their opinion, reaching out to talk shows, writing a letter to the editor. And I haven't gone through Pete's list yet, but he just emailed that to me today. So I will go through that and expand that page out as necessary. And that'll be the page that people will land on once they sign the petition. So it'll sort of be an instant, hey, here's what else you can do, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And I'm wanting to interview people for the podcast, random supporters. You know, they don't have to be a state rep. They don't have to be just people that support the idea, and I ask them why. So I'll keep trying to do those interviews.
What's the link to the podcast? Do you happen to have that handy?
Well, if you go to nhexit.org, it's okay. One of the tabs.
Okay.
Or it's like podcast.nhexit.org.
Okay. Yeah, because I added the your Twitter to the website down at the bottom, and I'm going to add stuff to the menu as well. So I'll put the Twitter up there and the podcast and kind of flesh that out coming up in the next day or two.
I'll send you an email with all the links that I have.
Okay.
In case you don't have them all.
All right, cool.
All right. I think Tom was driving around and wasn't going to talk. He has never unmuted himself, so.
He's been chatting. He's made it to the chat. I see a chat message from him.
Okay. Does he want to talk, or is?
The honorable gentleman from Manchester from, Quill recognizes the honorable gentleman
from Center Harbor. My esteemed colleague from Center Harbor with the funny accent. Did I say that? Ian, you and I and Dave are doing this so that we will get recorded in a way where we could never run for office. This is like making it so we could never be a politician.
I object to Robert's rule of order number 4.
Me too. All of them.
Stroke 7.
Well, I don't think Tom's going to be able to say anything. Should we close this one off? Or yeah, are you?
Unless anybody else has any other updates and or questions that we can talk about or address here tonight, I'm focusing on the web and trying to update that site.
Yeah, so I'll send you some more info. And then if we plan on doing this again, if people have any questions or whatever, we'll try to bring those questions for next week.
Okay.
And hopefully one of us will know the answers. We will dig.
I think my tentative recommendation would be if we're going to continue having this meeting on this URL, we should throw it open to all New Hampshireites and specifically invite the people who've been most critical of us and let them come vent, you know, and be inclusive of them, be better to them than the federal government is, and remind them what the federal government's doing to them that we're not. Mm-hmm. But if they take over this particular URL for Jitsi, we can start a new one that one can become the troll room, and we can hang out in the troll room if we want to.
And then
we can make a new one that's just for getting stuff done later if we need to. But I think we throw this one open to the. I don't want to have a bunch of people from South Carolina necessarily here all the time. Oh, sorry, Shane, I forgot you're from South Carolina.
No.
I don't really want this to be an international conference, but, you know, at least in New Hampshireites and people who are in New Hampshire, like Shana, I think we should bring them all in if we can.
Okay.
I abstain on this vote.
Maybe I should too, but it's just a brainstorm.
Hey, the URL is what it is. If you feel like sharing it and inviting somebody potentially hostile, you know, let's see how it goes. I mean, give us something interesting.
Yeah.
So I don't oppose it either, but I'll leave it to you, Ridley. Your call.
Okay, I think I'm going to do it.
Right. Well, also, this meeting is also kind of made up of whoever's here, right? Like, yeah. You know, right now, the state reps that were pounding out those details aren't here anymore, so we could move on to, you know, something else.
Yeah, and it could get some more eyes on this, too, because they'll go and share it around. You know, they'll spread the word about their appearance where they own those independence people, and that'll just get out there.
Yeah, you can stump me. Stump the chump. Stump the NHX at chump.
Tell us why the feds are so great.
Yeah, because it does lead down those paths of, you know, if you're not for secession, are you okay with all the parts of the government, of the federal government, or just most of it? Or, you know, how far does this go?
Well, yeah, and especially recently, if you're against, you know, someone's position on immigration who's in the movement, so are you in favor of the INS? Are you in favor of a lot of federal regulations on immigration? Because last I checked, we were all in favor of getting rid of all federal regulations on immigration to New Hampshire.
Yeah, we get lots of that kind of stuff. Oh, as a tact, you know, some of us are accused of not paying attention to the important tactical defense matters for the NH exit, right? I just heard from a person today while I was getting my car oil change. A person was saying that part of the architecture of I-89 is that it's a trench, and it's a a defensible position against Canada. And so I tried not to laugh, but okay, so now we're all set. We are going to be able to defend ourselves against Montreal and the hordes.
I think Canada, the people there have more to worry about from their own government than anything else. Those poor guys.
I heard that and I was just going, what? I-89 is a thing, but so we are, us NHX guys are beating the streets trying to find out how we can defend ourselves against the people that are coming in.
All right, you guys.
All right. Okay, I'm tapped out for today. I will save all the rest for next week.
Cool. See you guys then. Let's talk online in the meantime, and appreciate your time.
See ya.
Have a great day.
Okay, bye.